Tjenare allihopa och välkomna till avsnitt 7. Hello everyone, welcome to episode 7. If I sound a bit tired, it's because I am very tired. It's Friday, I've been working the whole week, got a lot of sleep, so... But we'll do this anyway, because it was quite a long time ago now, since I uploaded an episode. So this is number 7, and first I'm just gonna... make a recommendation of a song, a Swedish song, like Song of the Day, yay. It's from a group called Maskinen, which means the machine, and the song Krossa alla fönster, which means smash all the windows. It's quite good. Anyway, so back to our little story about Mowgli. And, well, he just approached and got, he just, like, talked to some girls. They didn't want to talk to him. So, whatever he does, it doesn't seem to work. So, he thinks, maybe he should change his tactic. Maybe he should get to know some people to hang out with and not just approach random girls on the street. So he spots a couple of nice looking guys standing by a sausage stand eating, and he walks up to them. And he says, so here's the conversation. And okay, we can have some like words that you can spot. First one is billigt, which means cheap. And you can say förslag, which means suggestion. Billigt and förslag. Okay. So Mowgli starts. Tja, är det bra korv här? Ja, som fan. Och billigt. Bra, då tar jag en. He turns to the sausage guy. En korv med bröd, tack. Här har du. Det blir 30 kronor. Mowgli pays and turns back to the random guys and says, jag vill hitta en skön bar att ta en bärs på. Har ni något förslag? Jag är ny i stan. Okej. That was pretty quick. Breakdown of the dialogue. Tja. Means hey, tja. And of course, repeat after me when I say the Swedish words. Repeat out loud. That's the best way to learn. Next word. Är det? Is it? Är det? Bra korv. Good sausage. Bra korv. Här. Here. Här. Tja, är det bra korv här? Ja, som fan. Hell yeah. Literally, as fuck. yes, as fuck, I mean. Okej, okay. Ja, som fan. Och billigt. And cheap. Och billigt. Ja, som fan. Och billigt. Bra. Good. Bra. Då tar jag en. I take one then. Literally, then take I one. Då tar jag en. Bra, då tar jag en. En korv med bröd. A sausage with bread. A hot dog. En korv Mehr Bröt. Tack. Please. Literally thanks. But in Sweden, if you order something and you want to say blah 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 please, you don't say please, you say blah 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 thanks. So, tack. En korv med bröd, tack. Sausage with bread, thank please. Okay. Här har du. Here you go. Literally, here have you. Här har du. Det blir. That'll be. Det blir. Trettio kronor. 30 crowns. Crowns is the currency we have in Sweden. We don't have euros. Fortunately, I mean, the whole euro sector is like breaking down. 30 kronor. Jag vill. I want to. And it doesn't mean I want, it means I want to. Jag vill. Hitta. Find. Hitta. En skön bar. A cool bar. En skön bar. Att ta. To grab. Att ta. En bärs. It's a slang. It means a beer. Normal word for beer would be öl. But here I wanted to use slang. En bärs. På. On. På. And the whole sentence. Jag vill hitta en skön bar att ta en bärs på. I want to find a good bar. A cool bar to grab a beer on. Har ni? Do you guys have? Literally, have you, plural? Har ni? Något förslag? Any suggestion? Något förslag? Jag är. I am. Jag är. Ny i stan. New in town. Ny i stan. The whole sentence. Har ni något förslag? Jag är ny i stan. Do you guys have any suggestion? I'm new in town. And now I'm gonna take the conversation once again, just slowly, word for word. So listen closely. Start with Mowgli. Tja, är det bra korv här?
Ja, som fan. Och billigt.
Bra, då tar jag en. Turns to the sausage guy. En korv med bröd, tack.
Här har du. Det blir 30 kronor.
Mowgli pays and turns back to the random guys and says, "Jag vill hitta en skön bar att ta en bärs på. Har ni något förslag? Jag är ny i stan." And so I'm gonna take it once again in normal speed, and hopefully you get a bit more than the first time. And of course you need to listen to this a few more times to like get it for real. So just do that. But now here comes it again. Here it comes again. Tja, är det bra korv här?
Ja, som fan. Och billigt.
Bra, då tar jag en. Turns to the sausage guy. En korv med bröd, tack.
Här har du. Det blir 30 kronor.
Mowgli pays and turns back to the random guys and say, "Jag vill hitta en skön bar och ta en bärs på. Har ni något förslag? Jag är ny i stan." Yes, yes, yes. You can see I'm trying to make a little like story here with conversation that you might actually use with your friends, whatever Swedish friends you might have. And also it's good to when you first start to practice a new language, like the most easy stuff to practice with is like ordering stuff and buying stuff. So I will include, I include stuff like that too. But today's language point, and it's about how to pronounce R and S together. In most Swedish dialects, there are these two letters merge and become a new sound. Actually, lots of letters merge when they are preceded by an R, but it's most obvious with S. Like in the slang word for beer, bärs. As I said, the standard word for beer is öl. But as you can hear, the RS, like bärs, is pronounced B-A-R-S. And it becomes like some sort of CH sound. And this is hard sound for a lot of foreigners. Don't mix it up with the TJ sound, which sounds like the English SH sound, like sheep, shimmer, shampoo. That's the TJ sound. But now we're gonna practice like this other sh sound. So, like in the word först, which means first, först, eftersom, which means since, like in, since you did that, I won't talk to you anymore. Eftersom, vi hörs. We'll be in touch. Vi hörs. So all of these sh sounds is spelled RS. So you never pronounce them. You never say vi hörs. You say vi hörs. And also, usually if a word ends with R and the next one begins with S, there's a merge usually. So like in the word, in the meaning, när ska vi åka? När ska vi åka? When are we leaving? Means when are we leaving? When are we going? När ska vi åka? So the merge is between the word när and ska. När ska becomes när ska. Next one, för sent, which means too late. And it's the word för and the word sent. För sent becomes för sent, too late. And the last one, gör som han, do like him. And the merging words are gör and som, gör som, do like, do as, gör som, gör som becomes gör som. So that can be quite tricky. And there's I'm gonna include the other letters with a merge. And I mean, some of these change so little in sound that it almost doesn't matter if you just like skip the R in some of cases, but it's important not to say the two letters separately. This is pretty difficult stuff, but I think it's important to get good pronunciation fast, because the longer you have bad pronunciation, the more difficult it will be to change it. So try to hear the difference. You can also look up the words on Google Translate and listen to the voice there. And so first the RD merge, and I'm gonna first say a word with RD and then a word with just D. So the RD word is mörda, which means murder. Mörda. It's spelled M-E-R-D-A, mörda. And compared to mörda, which means effort. Mörda, murder. Mörda, effort. Mörda, mörda. Next one, RL. RL combination, Carl, which is a name, Carl, compared to K-A-L, Carl, which means bear, Carl. The name Carl, and Carl, that's almost no difference, so, and the next one, it's very, very small difference also, is RN. First one is hörna, which means corner, and hörna, which means hen. Hörna, corner, hörna, hen. Hörna, hörna. And last one is the RT. First word, vårt, which means our, like our family, whatever. Vårt. Actually, you can't say vårt as in our family, but you can say like our ship, vårt skepp, whatever. Vårt. That's RT. Vårt. And if you just have a T, it will sound like vårt, which means wet. Vårt means wet. So the first one, RT, vårt, only T, vårt, vårt, vårt. Yes, I guess that's pretty difficult. But I hope you got most of it. So that was all for me today. Now I'm gonna go to bed and sleep a lot. So I just say good night to you in Swedish. Godnatt.